Firearm sales have hit an unprecedented number, and it's amazing to think about. Before I jump into it, I want to thank the sponsor of the video, and that's the Sonoran Desert Institute. I know a lot of you out there like to repair and modify your own firearms, and if you're looking for a way to take your hobby to the next level and make some money while doing it, then the Sonoran Desert Institute can help. The online programs at SDI cover armors courses, gunsmithing, ballistics, woodworking and finishes, shooting sports management, and much, much more. Plus, all of the tools and materials you need are shipped directly to your door for hands-on practice. It's never been a better time to get an education that you can actually use on the job and do what you love and make some money doing it as well. So what are you waiting for? Visit sdi.edu/gng. Link is down below and in the pinned comment, and you can learn more there. Thanks to SDI for being a sponsor of this channel. Guys and gals, my name is Jared. This is Guns and Gadgets, and every single day I bring you Second Amendment news, no matter where it happens in this country, good, bad, ugly, or indifferent, from legislation to litigation and everything in between. And we all know there's a lot going on in this country related to firearms. So if you want to stay in the know, subscribe to this channel. You can do it right down below. It'll take you half a second of your life, but it helps this channel immensely. U.S. citizens have fueled an unprecedented surge in gun sales, surpassing the 1 million firearm sales mark for the 50th consecutive month. 5-0. Unheard of. Now, the FBI tallied over 2 million background checks conducted last month, which, according to the National Shooting Sports Foundation, translates to an astonishing 1.1 million firearms being acquired. But while these numbers make anti-gunners' heads explode, there lies a deeper, more profound story. A story of individuals from all walks of life, all colors, all ethnicities, all of them deciding to take their own safety in their own hands and become their own first responders. In a world that feels increasingly uncertain, the desire for personal security burns at an intensity that cannot and should not be ignored. Mark Oliva, who's the spokesperson for the National Shooting Sports Foundation, emphasized the alarming rise in violent crime as a primary driver behind these astronomical purchases. Experts in the firearms industry suggest that the driving force behind this growing demand is the unyielding quest for personal safety. It's a powerful testament to the resilience of ordinary people, especially women and minorities, who have chosen to defend themselves and their loved ones in the face of adversity. They are also the fastest growing demographic of gun owners, and that has the anti-gun Democrats shaking in their boots. Consider the recent incident involving Democrat Representative Henry Queller of Texas, who last week was carjacked at gunpoint while in Washington, D.C. And many people say that if it can happen to the elite, then it can and will happen to us. We, the people, protect ourselves and our communities. It's our job. Meanwhile, Mark Oliva said that the attack on Queller is, quote, a reminder why Americans continue to choose to exercise their Second Amendment rights. It's not just about firearms, guys and gals. It's about the deep-rooted need for self-defense, a need that governments have never been able to meet, nor are they. That's why we choose to stand up against the tide of uncertainty and danger. That is what our forefathers fought and died for. Never forget that. Guys and gals, I hope you have a fantastic day. Let me know what you think about this. Just like anything else I put out for information, I want to hear from you and what this means to you. 50 months in a row, over 1 million firearms purchased. I've done my part. I've bought 3 in the last week. Don't tell my wife. What have you done? Let me know in the comments down below. We'll keep it private as much as we can. Guys and gals, I appreciate each and every single one of you. I hope you have a fantastic day. Tell your loved ones that you love them, because you're never going to know when you get a second chance, or maybe not get a chance ever again. I love y'all. Have a fantastic day. Be safe. Stay vigilant and carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. Take care, America.